Also, maybe we should record this. Yeah. Well, all right, before we close that on, you don't know how much longer we got. About one more.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Okay.
About using the mic.
Yeah. Yeah, it depends on how your voice cuts. So Darren will eat the mic. I'm kind of backing away from it because when I hit really high tenor notes, I'm trying to get out of it sometimes. But now, if I'm sick or or I'm having allergy trouble, I'll stay closer to the mic, you know, to take pressure off my voice. But I try to use a lot of wind, a lot of, you know.
Sing.
The breath, a lot of wind. I try not to put too much on my vocal cords. And then I use some head tones too, as you'll see throughout tonight's show. So, called chest, middle, and head. And there's some of the notes that I do, there's no way on earth that I would ever try to sing that full voice and blow out all my vocal cords. So, any more questions?
If I push as hard as he did, I would get a crack. I can't. I just don't have it. Well, it would be, sounded for me. So I've got to find my peak and just make it blend as best I can. And it's just, I just never pushed. Those guys, Jeff Parker and I mean, they'll blow your head off. They'll part the hair on your head. They will. If you don't believe it, come up here and stand and let them sing that song again.
Any last questions back there in the back?
Two questions.
In Doyle's band, the last 5 years I was there, Doyle and I both arranged a lot of the harmony work, and he would tell you that. We did intense rehearsals, and I would bring in a song, like some songs that I'd written, and I pretty much had it figured out like I kind of wanted it, and he would tweak it in some areas, and sometimes he would say, let's try this here. And then we'd try some kind of vocal move that he wanted, then I would hear something that would go with it, and I'd say, well, let's take it to a higher, you know, tenor here or something other, bring the vocals in under it. So that's, we really rehearsed it. We never went on stage, you know, after just rehearsing it one time and would do it. We never did that. No, when I was with Doyle, it was a quartet, trio, and some duets. The whole group, yeah.
Now, it's just the opposite for Ricky. Ricky did all the arranging. He told you exactly what you wanted to play, what he wanted to hear. And we'd go through it maybe once or twice at a sound check, and it was on the show. And we didn't rehearse any. It was sound checks, and it was a go. You knew it and walked through it. But I grew up listening to Ricky, and so
it was just a monitor.
It was like walking in the park for me. I had a ball. He's one of the most powerful lead singers I've ever been around ever, and he's one of my favorite all times. And he hears it up here, and he. And once you're in his band, it's everything falls into place. He automatically just says, you know, do this or do that. But really, it falls in. You already know what he wants before he even get on stage.
Ricky's a stout singer, too. I had always, you know, pretty much sung with Doyle. And Ricky called one day and asked me to come and sing on Enjoy the Ride. It's on Brand New Strings. I sung tenor to him on it. And I never realized how hard it was to sing with him because, man, he mashes when he sings, you know. And I had to really put a lot of extra something behind it to get it out.
Wow.
He's a stout singer.
But Ricky knows what he wants before before he even wakes up in the bed, he already knows what he wants to hear. And when you work for Ricky, you want to please him because he's incredibly talented. And everybody up there on stage want to try to outdo him. You know, that's what basically we do. We play as a unit, but we always wanted to hit that high bar and try to blow him off stage, which we rarely did. But there's some nights when he was sick, we loved mashing on him.
Well, we're going to probably sing a little bit of one more song, something you'll hear us do on stage tonight. And we can't thank you enough for coming out here and sitting through this. We hope you've learned something. We hope you've had fun. And this next song, we're going to do, we did this song at the Country Music Hall of Fame about 3 weeks ago. And you'll take it?
Yeah, we'd like to thank Weber Instruments, by the way, and Bourgeois Guitars.
Yeah, and Smith Kazoos. I play the kazoos. I'll do my flute and tap dance number here after a while.
That's great.
How many of you guys have heard of the Statler Brothers? Anybody, any Statler Brothers? Wow, a lot of Statler fans. Well, they just went into the Country Music Hall of Fame back 3 weeks ago, we were invited to come and sing along with Reba McEntire, several others, sing a song for theirs as they went into the Country Music Hall of Fame. And this is the song that we sing. We're not going to do all of it. We'll do the whole song on stage tonight. But as you'll hear, the guys especially back here that ask about some of the what we do on the harmony, as you hear on the end, you'll hear the vocals stack as we get Jeff, or actually Darren will come in, then Jeff will come in over Darren, I'll come over and talk with Jeff, and then Joe will come in at the bottom with the bass. And we'll just do like the last two verses,
border,
and on out, and you can kind of hear what it's supposed to sound like. Of course, you don't hear the banjo on the mandolin yet, but you'll hear it tonight.
And also, Jamie's, I'm singing lead, and Jamie's doing all this cool harmony things. He's jumping everywhere, but it really works for this song.
As you'll see.
You're singing all over the place.
What entitled Do You Know You're My Sunshine? We'll just start playing and...